Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
You hear in the media a lot about kids developing signs of sexual maturation earlier in the past, and you hear about people in the media and various theories about why, whether it's hormones in the milk and antibiotics in the chicken and all these other reasons why kids are possibly maturing a little bit earlier, getting a little bit bigger. And does that necessarily mean that you have to run off to a specialist if you see some of these signs? My guest today is Dr. Paul Kaplowitz. He's a pediatrician and pediatric endocrinologist at Children's National Medical Center. So Dr. Kaplowitz, welcome to the show. And I use these shows for my own therapy. As you know, I just talked to you off the air about my own child. What should parents be looking for? Let's start, before we talk about the study, what should we be looking for right at the outset, between the ages of 8 and 14, that would indicate that our children are starting to mature and possibly a little early?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that not all signs of early puberty have the same significance. Early breast development, which progresses over a 4 to 6 month period, is the most reliable sign of puberty. And while we traditionally say it should start after age 8, we are seeing more and more children these days who start puberty before age 8. So it's not necessarily alarming. So certainly before age 6 or 7 is more worrisome. But a lot of the concern that we see is children who are starting early pubic hair, and that can be at any age, 5, 6, 7, or 8, but it's usually accompanied by body odor, and it's not the same as puberty because the hormones that cause early pubic hair are coming from the adrenal glands and not the ovaries. And you can have pubic hair for several years before you start to develop breasts and really enter puberty. So one of the messages is early pubic hair, we call it premature adrenarche, is a benign normal variation, which is not the same as precocious puberty. Having said that, you know, we are seeing more kids who are developing breasts at an early age. Some of them are progressing rapidly enough that treatment might be indicated, but many of them don't progress that rapidly, or they start after age 8, which is not that abnormal. So we don't want parents to become alarmed if their children start to develop pubic hair and breast development. We probably should see those children, but many of them don't need treatment.
So with the obesity epidemic that we're seeing in our children, Dr. Kaplowitz, some children, girls, develop breasts just because they're a little bit heavier than maybe their counterparts. And those don't necessarily mean that they're actual breasts. Am I right about this, or is this not true?
There are two points to be made. One is that many studies, including one that I participated in, show that girls who are overweight are more likely to develop early both breasts and pubic hair than girls who are normal weight or thin. But the other complicating factor is that many chubby girls have what look to be breasts, but when you examine them carefully in the lying down position and feel around that area, it's all fat tissue and not breasts. So yes, there is early breast development, but some of what looks like breasts isn't.
Okay, so you mentioned pubic hair, and when do you start to worry? Obviously 6 or 7, 5, 6 or 7, you start to see that you're going to take somebody in. But along with maturation comes menstruation, and whether that's something that starts early, isn't there a genetic component to that as well?
Oh, there's no doubt that many of the kids we see who are early maturers have a parent, typically a mother, who may have started their periods at 9 or 10. But the important point is that it takes 2 years from when you start having progressive breast development to when you have your first period. So if a girl is 8 or 8 and a half when she starts to develop breasts, it's unlikely that she's going to start to have periods before age 10. And we find that most girls who start periods age 10 or later do fine. It's the ones who start puberty at age 7 and might have periods by age 9 that we are more concerned about.
So what about other things that they start to notice? Underarm hair, discharge. This is a big thing. You know, girls think, oh, I'm about to get my period because I'm seeing some discharge, and boys the same. Does that mean that this maturation is starting, that it's proceeding along normal lines?
Yeah, well, a mucousy vaginal discharge can be seen at the same time that girls are starting to develop breasts, but you know, most girls don't complain about that. And the thing that parents are worried about, truthfully, is the periods, because many parents worry that their girls won't be able to handle the emotional aspects and the hygiene aspects.
Oh, boy, are you hitting the number right there. Boy.
So I think it's important, first of all, that we give parents some time frame as to when to expect periods, but it usually doesn't happen until the breast development is almost completed. On a 1
oh, really?
To 5 scale, periods usually start at the Tanner's stage 4, so almost adult breast. So if you see a little breast budding, you're not on the verge of starting periods. but I think it is important for parents to prepare their kids, and get them a book to read about growing up and the normal changes of puberty. I mean, this is really normal, but just occurring somewhat earlier than in the average girl.
So, and we'll have to do another show on when these girls start to mature, and you can come on and tell us how do we discuss this with them. But if a child does need to see a specialist, what kind of treatments? I mean, is there a way to stop this progress?
Yes. The treatment is not recommended for all girls who mature early, but for, let's say, a seven-year-old girl who's well into puberty, there are two reasons for treating. One is that some of these girls, particularly the ones who are not tall at the time you see them, may, because of their growth is going to stop 2 or 3 years earlier than the average girl, a few of these girls may end up short. But truthfully, most of the girls that we see for early puberty are tall when we see them. They've already started growing rapidly. And so if they stop growing early, they're still going to end up a normal height. But I would say the main reason that parents request treatment is because they don't want their third grader to have to handle having periods. And it is tough when kids are the only ones, they don't have any peers that are going through the same thing. Most families get through this, but there is treatment. It's unfortunately fairly expensive treatment. It can be given in the form of monthly injections spaced 3 months apart, or you can do an implant of a little implant that will slowly release the medication for at least a year. So treatment is available through the specialist, but it's not indicated in every case.
So in just the last minute here, Dr. Kaplowitz, and this is such a great study and so important information. I mean, it's really something every single parent is going to deal with, whether they have a boy or a girl, is sexual maturation. You can't escape it. So give us your best advice for helping our kids kind of come out on the other end and notice all of these different body parts and the changes and when they should be alarmed. You just have about 30 seconds.
Well, I don't think there's any magic. I think, as you say, it's something that everyone goes through. Boys will, of course, have puberty as well, but we're not seeing nearly as many boys as we are girls who are starting puberty at an early age, which for boys we define as less than 9. I think the important thing is to be calm and reassuring. And, I think if the parent can stay calm about this, then it's much more likely that the child will remain calm and handle it better.
That is great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. Stay well.